Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1117, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're talking about the halachas of Shinoi Makom. We're middle of the Sfara Shabbai, the logic behind it. It's a Sfara, but we want to have a better understanding. Like we said, once we understand how it works, we'll see. It's easier to apply if a person understands the foundation of a certain halacha, and especially in certain areas of halacha more than others, it's much easier to apply the case. I mentioned in the past, I remember Rav Zev Smith, Shlita Zazang Zuntenstark, others, when they gave a shir, they went through the guidelines or the Maimakaimis, but explaining the Sfara, the foundation, the logic, how it works, and then they plain and simply said, now we'll go through all the cases, 1, 2, 3, and just plug them in. You know, obviously, it's easier said than done. That's why a Rav is a Rav. It's easier for the Rav to do it than a person learning the subject sometimes. But that's the concept as to how it goes. You learn the Maimakimis, you learn the foundation, you learn the Sfar, the logic, Shabbai, and then you plug in the cases as well as possible. Sometimes you need help to plug in the cases. Sometimes a person has a case, like, where do I plug this in? Do I plug it into this category or that category? So that's where it becomes more complicated. Okay, we don't want to get off on the tangent. We're not teaching people how to paskin halacha over here, but be it as it may, getting back to what we were talking about the last few shiurim, we spoke about the ins and outs of hamaitzi, mizonos, that you have the connection, right? We spoke about that. We spoke about bar nefashos, and it all is totally on, since you do not have to come back to the place whereby you made the after bracha. Therefore, in other words, if you still have to come back to make the after bracha, berachas hamazon alamichya, right? We said, therefore, it keeps the first bracha in place. The hamotzi would not have to be remade, we said, and the mizonos would not have to be remade. The same thing by Shahakal on the flip side, Shahakal or Hadama or Ha'etz, whereby Bernefashis, you do not have to come back there before you lose the Efterbrach. Okay, we spoke about last year also that it's an automatic cutoff, even though the Ramah Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, our Simon is Kuf Ayin Ches, the Ramah says it's a Hesach Hadas, it's a type of a Hesach Hadas, which is a little bit different. We spoke about what Hesach Hadas is in the last year, right? The person decides to stop eating, stop drinking, pushes it on the side, whatever, so then they come back, they have to make a new bracha, but this is an automatic Hesach Hadas. I go down the block in the middle of drinking my coffee, right? Automatically, it's like a hefsik. It cuts off. It's an automatic cutoff type of Hesach Hadas. Explains to us the Sefer Hilchos Brachos what it's all about. Now, with that being said, so therefore, we said two things. We said one thing. We'll get to the second thing now. The first thing we said was, if somebody has a mind, it won't help. It's not totally in your das. By Hesach Hadas, it's totally in your das. In other words, I decide to stop drinking my coffee. I'm sitting in my office for the next 5 hours, and 2 hours later, I'm sipping. I drank Meir Shahakal. I continue on the same Shahakal, by the way. I made a Shahakal. I'm sitting in my office. I'm sitting at home, and I didn't go outside. I'm sitting at home. That's all. I have a mind to continue drinking. Finish. So your Shahakal carries on 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, as long as you continue sipping, right? The after bracha is a little bit different, but as for the bracha rishona, it continues on. It continues on for 3-4 hours also, right? Sip. So now, in reference to the after bracha, you have to keep on sipping within every half hour, but the average 72 minutes. That's a separate thing. But I don't want to mix up the two subjects right now. The first bracha is what we're trying to stick to. So as far as the bracha rishona, halacha lemaisa, even for 5 hours, if I keep on sipping and I'm sitting in one place, so what's the problem? I can continue with the same shahakal, right? It's an important thing to keep in mind. I have a big giant coffee, a big bottle of water. I keep on sipping. Okay, now, but my das, if I decide to stop, I say, well, I'm stopping now. So that's your das. It's your intention to stop, right? You do an action or whatever. So you decide to stop. This Hesach Hadas. You come back. Afterwards, you would have to remake a new bracha, even though you did not leave. You did not do an act of Shinoi Makom. But we said by Shinoi Makom, it's an automatic cutoff. That's an automatic cutoff. I left. It's not, it's too bad on you. It's not, Chazal said, it cuts it off automatically. So the Hesach Hadas is a little bit different. Explain to us the Sefer Hilchos Brachos, that which the Ramah is talking about. Now, oh, so it comes out now, if somebody walks down the block, for example, and they're holding their coffee, right? So it would be a problem. That would be a problem. What do you mean? I take my coffee, I make a shahakal. First of all, I make a shahakal, and I have in mind, I have intention to go down the block, I have intention to go down the block and come back. It doesn't help, because Chazal said it's automatically cut off. Yeah, kavana, no kavana. Shinoi Makom doesn't help. Kavana doesn't help in Shinoi Makom in this case, right? So that's one thing we established. So therefore, if you take the item, I'll take my coffee, and I'll carry it with me, and I'm walking 3 blocks away. you got a problem. And we're not talking about holchei drachim. I'm not talking about where you're traveling. That's a totally different subject in Shina Makim, which we'll get to Bezras Hashem. Right now we're talking about, I'm sitting and drinking my coffee in my house because right? I'm sipping for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm sitting and drinking, no intention to leave. Oh, you know what? I decide I'm going to leave. I pick up my coffee and I go, or I make a shahakal with not holchei drachim, but I make a shahakal, and I have in mind, you know, maybe 20 minutes later, possibly I'll leave, maybe. I'm not holchei drachim, but I have in mind, possibly maybe 20 minutes down the road, I'll leave. But even without that, let's say I'm sitting in the house and I pick up the coffee, that could get more complicated. I don't want to get into the holchei drachim part, which I just mentioned. Let's leave that on the side burner. But let's keep it simple. I'm sitting in my house. I decide, I'm staying in my house. I'm sipping my coffee. Now I pick up my coffee in my hand and I decide to leave. So what's the problem? Why do I need a new shahakal? I'll get outside and I'm going to walk down the block, two blocks away, whatever. You need a new shahakal when you get outside. Why? Why do I need a new shahakal? I'm carrying my coffee with me. It's the same cup of coffee that I made a shahakal. Who cares? No. Because Chazal said that it's once you leave the house, right? You go outside, how long that time frame that is, we'll talk about, but I go down the block, around the corner, whatever. So it's an automatic cutoff. Even though I'm carrying the cup of coffee, it's an automatic cutoff. It doesn't matter. Yeah, carrying the coffee, not carrying the coffee. I'm carrying a bag of chocolates, right? Let's say a bag of chocolates, and it's shahakal. Once I leave the house, I need a new bracha. That's it, because I'm not going down the block or whatever. I'll come back to my house with the same bag. I'm carrying it down the block and coming back into my house. It doesn't matter. Once you get outside, you will need a new bracha. Because you're now in a new location. The point I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter, even though you're still carrying the item. I'm carrying the bottle of water. I'm carrying the bag of chocolate. I'm carrying the cup of coffee. It doesn't matter. The fact that you're carrying it doesn't help. Again, because when the real Shina Makim does exist, which again, we have to get to all those halachas, I just want to take it very carefully, step by step. What Shina Makim, how far down, how much time, whatever, we'll talk about that. But if it's a real Shina Makim and you have Shahakol Adam or Eitz, right, the fact that you're actually holding on to the item, the food or drink that you're still drinking with the original bracha would not help, and in kavana would not help, because Chazal said it's an automatic hesradas, it's an automatic cutoff. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.